What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Amy Chan is the founder of Renew Breakup Bootcamp, a retreat that takes a scientific and spiritual approach to the healing heart. She is also the editor-in-chief of Heart Hackers Club. Amy has also been referred to, you know I love this one, as a relationship expert whose work is like that of a scientific Carrie Bradshaw. She's been featured on Good Morning America, Vogue, Glamour, Nightline, and the front page of the New York Times. Her book, Breakup Bootcamp, The Science of Rewiring Your Heart, was published by HarperCollins and an instant Amazon bestseller. She's also just one of my favorite people and has joined us on the podcast many times before. Amy, hi. Thank you for being here.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Welcome.
Our topic this month, I told you, was shedding. And so we got a listener email that I thought, is this an interesting question to ask a relationship expert about platonic male-female relationships once you get involved into a romantic relationship? Like, is that something that we should be shedding? Chip, do you want to go ahead and read the email for us?
Sure. It reads, I dated a man for a while and he continually mentioned his female best friend. Straight out of the gate, he said that they took a trip together for his 30th birthday years back. Obviously a very long time female friend. The top line issue, he never introduced us. There were three instances where he chose her over me and quote unquote forgot about me. In one of the situations, someone even assumed she was his girlfriend, which made me wonder. Early on in our relationship, he spent the night at her house when she was, he spent the night at her house when she was not there because he rents his house as an Airbnb and it overlapped. I was not ready for him to stay with me overnight. He reassured me that she wasn't there when he spent the night. He told me that part of the reason he moved to Nashville was because of her. They were the same age. She is highly successful. At one point, I kind of felt like we could be friends and get along as we seemed interested in similar things. Did she even know he was dating someone while she was hanging out with him? That's hard for me to comprehend because if she did, I personally wouldn't be spending that kind of time with someone out of pure respect. I have also never been a jealous person and took the upside of things. But this one has me a bit rocked. A month after we stopped talking, I found out he took her along on one of his work trips, took excursions with her in advance, basically doing things with her that I wanted to do, things I suggested that we do. He did this with a friend. My question is, do you think it's appropriate to heavily maintain slash spend time with male slash female friends or friends of the opposite sex when you're dating? Dating to build a relationship.
Well, Amy, I will just go ahead and defer right to you.
Okay.
It's a sticky one.
Okay. So I'm going to start with a general response and then I'm going to zoom into her specific situation. Okay. Generally speaking, it is totally okay to have friends of the opposite sex And in fact, it is healthy. Mm-hmm. Having friends of the opposite sex can give you perspective. And it's not like, ooh, you know, once you pass your teens, if you're like friends with someone of the opposite sex, then it has to be sexual. It's not. And I'll go back into the zoomed out version after I talk to about this situation.
Okay.
In this specific situation, we have what on our hands, something called a third. And in any relationship, a third can be a controlling mother-in-law. It could be this best friend that kind of crosses limits. A third is something or someone that threatens the bond and partnership between the two people who are in the relationship. And there typically is a period of time where there's a transition. So when two people get together, maybe they do have that best friend that used to do everything together. And then there's like a gradual kind of shifting and limits are put. Not that you abandon the friendship, but that friendship looks a little bit different. And you want to, as a partner, make sure that your partner knows that they are the priority, that the relationship is the priority. And if they're uncomfortable, then you have conversations about that and things are renegotiated. You can't live your bachelor life like you did or your bachelorette life like you did when you are creating a partnership with someone. So in this case, it seems like the third was this best friend, and maybe the intention was innocent, but the reality is it was impacting the person who was in the relationship, the girlfriend, and impacting them in a negative way. And it seemed like this boyfriend didn't really care. And he's like, well, I used to do it like this. I used to have these trips. I used to do these sleepovers. I'm going to just keep doing the thing that I want to do. And unfortunately, that shows that this person isn't that we oriented and is really like, well, what feels good for me? What's comfortable for me? And you, if you want a partnership, you need to build that muscle and that skill to think for we, to think as a team. And this relationship, whether it was this best friend being an issue or it's later on down the road, maybe they have a family, there's going to be another thing where it shows he's going to choose being selfish and what he wants to do. And she's just shit out of luck.
Oops. Yeah. You can cuss on this one. It's all right.
It's the edge. I love her already.
I know. I love that you're doing the version of it where it's just about more about being selfish versus the laser focus of this specific relationship, because it just looks to me the same. Like, it's not thinking as the team. And so my other question would be, at what point, because she did mention this was like beginning stages, you know, this was seems like maybe they didn't date that long. I'm not even sure if they're still together. But at what point should we start kind of analyzing our life and looking at our relationships outside of our romantic relationship that we just began? Like, did I word that in a way that makes sense?
Yeah. So like, is there a time point in the relationship where it's like, okay, like, let's kind of do an inventory of all the threats of the relationship?
Well, right. I mean, because at the beginning, you don't know if you're going to stay with someone, right? Like, if you just go on a couple dates with someone, it's not like you should uproot your entire life or the way you do things yet.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a point in time where it's no longer just dating and it's two people who've made a conscious decision of, we're going to choose to level up and deepen the investment in this commitment. And we are walking on a path of building a partnership. When you make that decision, then things do start to change. You have to start thinking about, okay, my apartment, we want to live together. Are they just going to move into my, you know, single bachelor place with all my stuff here? Or are we going to think we, like, there's all these decisions that you have to start to make that are different from when you were just purely a single person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like she was maybe picking up on the instinct that he wasn't operating as a partnership at all.
It's not that clear how long the relationship was. She just said, right. I dated for a while. So I wonder if she, the writer, was further along mentally than he was in the relationship. And he, you know, like, I mean, it seems like there was a decent amount of time, but like, this could have been 2 months, you know?
Yeah.
And I can also understand from the person who wrote this, her perspective of like, not wanting to seem like a bitch to the best friend, because then she's going to be in his ear about, like, why are you dating this girl? She doesn't seem like anyone that you should be with. Like, she doesn't seem to trust our relationship. So it's a really touchy sort of thing to walk, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point, Chip. And ultimately, it in this case, it is up to the boyfriend to create those limits and boundaries. It's not hers. When there is a third, right, like, and now zooming out, if you have a mother that's constantly controlling, like looking into your life, and they're coming into your relationship, it's not the wife's responsibility to then have a conversation with her mother-in-law. She talks to her husband. The husband's like, okay, I'm going to take care of this. Mm-hmm. And the husband goes and does his thing to make sure that he's protecting the relationship bubble.
If you know anything about me, you know I am a massive creature of comfort. It is one of my top priorities in life to make my surroundings comfortable at all times. So when I found Cozy Earth, I quickly scooped up all of the luxurious bedding and loungewear that I could. It felt very on brand for me, but then I went on a trip with a girlfriend not too long ago where she could not stop commenting on how cute and comfy my pajamas were, which then made me realize they may also be my new favorite travel companion as well. Guys, I am not kidding when I say you will experience unmatched softness and smoothness with all of Cozy Earth's products. The temperature-regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew add comfort and a touch of style to any travel ensemble, and their bedding comes in the most adorable totes, making it a super easy gift to give anyone. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code VELVETSEDGE at the checkout for an exclusive 35% off, and let them know we sent you when you're at the checkout.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
So ultimately, men and women, it's totally fine to be friends. And they can be. Like, yeah, it's not like you're attracted to every man or woman in this world.
And let's be realistic here. You can be friends with someone of the opposite sex, and maybe they do think you're really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be people who are going to be attracted to you. There's going to be people that you're going to look and you're, oh, you're attractive. But it's ultimately up to you as a person in a relationship that is committed, that if you've chosen loyalty and monogamy, that you stay in integrity with that. And you can't control all of the factors that are going to be happening in the world. And if this person looks at you this way and like someone compliments you, you can't control all of that.
Right.
Right.
And so like, I, like for me personally, I have a lot of friends, male, female, and I'm sure, yeah, some of them probably think I'm hot. Maybe if like, I was single, they would date me. That's not my, it's not my problem. Like I know my boundaries. I know where I'm going. I don't want to date them. Like I'm committed to my partnership. So it's not about like, ooh, let's pluck out anyone who thinks Amy's pretty. What the hell?
Well, yeah, so that's not unrealistic. Fair to you.
Yeah. I also like in my relationship with my boyfriend, we, you know, it's like if we see someone we think is hot, like we started very early allowing the other person to say it. You know what I mean? Because it's like there's no reason why we should, in my opinion, there's no reason why my opinion of what someone looks like should change. It doesn't mean I want to sleep with them, but I can note if a hot person walks by, just like I can note that a beautiful woman walks by and I don't want to sleep with her, you know? Right. Like, so I, you know, I think it's, it is really about like setting the boundaries early on, because you know, if it's not, if it's an unspoken thing and you don't know, and then suddenly you start doing something out of the blue that makes somebody really uncomfortable, it might kind of be too late. Like you might like have lost that battle and could, you know, cause a much worse fight, I would think, you know. So I think it's like for boundaries like this, they need to be discussed pretty early on. And this seemed like, you know, it was an obvious thing right out of the get-go, you know, like, so maybe the writer, I don't know what her name is, but maybe she just took too long to like address it, and it became something that like was so much bigger than it needed to be.
Yeah. And I think it is important that there is, when, especially in the beginning stages of building, there has to be a sense of safety.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so like, some people might have an issue with the best friend. Some people might not. Mm-hmm. I know, again, personally, my, when I just started dating my partner, my my boyfriend went on a meditation retreat with his best friend, who's a girl. And I was like, amazing. This is awesome. Yeah. Like, have a fun time. Like, I just didn't like, if there was something about the relationship or us that I was a little bit insecure about, maybe I wouldn't have been so open-minded about it. Mm-hmm. And I think like, yeah, it is, sometimes it's not rational, right? Like you might be like, what? I've known this person. They're like a sibling to me. And your new partner feels a little bit weird. And again, if you want to invest in the relationship, then you want to then focus like, okay, what can I do to create a sense of safety that is reasonable? And when a foundation is built and you feel connected and two people feel safe, a lot of these things are just symptomatic of something else.
It's so true. I totally agree. The guy that I'm dating currently, his best friend is a girl, and all people, Chip, I think you would be like, oof, because I have typically in the past had a hard time just because of being cheated on in the past and things like that. This relationship has never once bothered me, but it's because of the way he's handled it. And like, I've met her. I know the writer mentioned that she never was introduced. And sometimes it just takes that one simple thing and it removes all the questions. You feel totally comfortable because you feel included, and then there's no guessing. Yeah. So let's talk about the boundaries. I know we've mentioned that word a couple times. What are some good boundaries that people can set if they do find themselves in a situation like this where their partner is best friends or friends with someone from the opposite sex?
So are you asking in the case of like this boyfriend, what he could have done?
Well, maybe let's do both. What could the girlfriend make? Like, what are some requests that maybe she can make to ask for safety? You know, like she obviously didn't feel safe. So was there something she could have asked from him? And then let's talk about maybe, from the boyfriend's perspective, what are some boundaries that if you are the one in the situation where you have the friend of the opposite sex that maybe you could be aware of or kind of keep on your radar, et cetera?
Yeah. Okay. So if I was a girl, this is what I would have said to my boyfriend. I'd be like, hey, I know you have this really incredible friendship and I really, you know, want to respect that. And I really want to like continue building our relationship. Mm-hmm. I would love to meet her. That would make me feel really comfortable. And I know that you know, have a history of like doing these things together, and I'm not going to like encroach on your time. This is what would make me feel really comfortable. Meeting her, maybe once in a while coming along to a thing. You know, you, then you kind of state your preferences. You're not making a demand. You're not being like, well, I need to go to that thing then. Because when you make a demand, what happens is automatically people have two reactions. They are either going to rebel against you and be like, fuck you, or they're going to comply and then they're going to resent you. So they have to ultimately choose. You can only state a preference. That's what I would say. I would let them know how to make it comfortable for me.
Okay. And then if you're the boyfriend and your partner expresses to you certain things that you would, you know, the safety pieces or whatever, then what do you need to be alert or aware of within your relationship with the friend?
Yeah. So I think at that point you have to, if you're in this situation, if you're the guy, you have to like look at what is my partner asking and is it reasonable? Like if you were in their position, like are they totally being crazy? Because I think sometimes we get defensive. We're like, oh, you're being crazy or being sensitive. But like, really, are they? Right. Am I doing everything that I possibly can to create a safe container for my partner? And like, be really honest with you yourself. And if you don't know, I would really get a second opinion, probably from a professional expert, not someone who's just going to agree with you.
Yeah.
That will help you. And then when you go to your best friend or whatnot, I wouldn't blame it on your, be like, oh yeah, you know what? My girlfriend doesn't really like us hanging out. Just be like, you know, I know we had like that trip scheduled together. And like, I'm dating this person, it's going really well. And I think just so I could like really make her feel comfortable and also like be able to have some time with her, I'm going to pause on the trip. And like, why don't we instead like just do a dinner together? Like you're going to also like integrate your best friend and your new friend. And look, in this situation, this guy's best friend was getting all of the emotional connection without being in a relationship. Of course she's going to like it. Amazing. Right. Obviously.
Yeah.
And she probably is like, whether, you know, I'm sure she's a good person, but probably deep down, she's probably protective of this relationship that was really nourishing for her. She probably doesn't want to let it go either.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. Cause there's that thing where like, if you're in the relationship, you have this friendship with this person of the opposite sex, what needs can you get met ultimately that you wouldn't then have to turn to your partner? You know, like if you start talking to your friend about the issues you and your partner are having, that's bad for the relationship, right? And so it's like, where do you draw the line though? Especially if it's your like best friend, your confidant that you usually go to. Something about it being the opposite sex to me always seems to kind of ping me a little more of like, oh, but they could be going and getting their emotional needs met there.
I hear you. I think it's a valid fear, right? Like, we want to be able to de-risk as much as possible so that we don't get hurt or we don't get betrayed. But ultimately, when you choose someone, the hope is you are going to be in integrity and the partner you've chosen is also going to be in integrity.
Yeah.
And there's only so much we can do to control them.
Yeah.
And if the shoe drops, the shoe drops.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, what's interesting too is like in the paradigm that we're talking about now about opposite sex, like if you think about it, gay and lesbian relationships, like most gays, their best friends are men.
Right.
And most lesbians' best friends are women. So it's like you're kind of dealing with it all the time.
Yeah.
I think Amy brings up the best point is like you just have to like have faith in like the integrity of the person that you're choosing to be with. I mean, in the straight scenario, like, my concern would be that, like, if say I'm the man and I'm talking to my female best friend about issues in my relationship to get like a woman's perspective, like, I wonder, like, if the chance of like, because you're being vulnerable and you're talking about things that are not going well in your relationship, if it opens up a portal in your friendship that wasn't really there,
that's what causes something to
happen that like wasn't there before.
Right.
And then you start having real problems because the emotional connection changes. Yeah. It's not just, I love you, you're my best friend. It's like, wait a minute, I haven't seen this vulnerable side of you and I'm falling in love with you. And maybe I think that could be a real concern, but I also think that probably happens in on the gay side of things as well. So,
yeah, I think ultimately, our relationship, there are things that are sacred. And if you find you're constantly going to your friend, whether they're same sex, opposite sex, whatever, and you're kind of spilling the secrets and the deepest intimacies of your relationship, there's something that's unhealthy there.
Yeah.
So either, you know, get professional help, or, you know, like take a step back and look at why you're going to your friend and revealing all of this stuff that is actually meant to be you having a conversation with your partner to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't deal with our own partner because we're just talking to someone else about it.
Right.
Well, right. And the stakes are higher when you're dealing with your partner. There's emotions. There's the relationship could end. The relationship could be on the line with those conversations, like hard conversations. The stakes are just so much higher in a romantic situation than if you're just venting to a friend. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if this person was a client of yours and came to you and said exactly what she said in the email, to you, are there any major red flags that you would just say, well, we should take note of this? Is it just to go back to she obviously didn't feel safe as the bigger picture?
I would have first worked with her to do whatever she could to communicate and know that she's kind of done her part. Okay. And if she communicated and he was like, I don't care, then yeah, like that's showing you right now, like this person is not a team player with you. Mm-hmm. And so yes, get out. But if she kind of was like, oh, well, I kind of don't want to say anything and maybe he should just know, I would then focus on, well, why do you not communicate your needs or you push them down? What's there? What's the root of that? Mm-hmm. And we would work on that versus before we work on him.
Yeah. Oh, I love these points. Well, as I mentioned before, Amy is the founder of the Breakup Bootcamp, which I have attended. It was very helpful in my life, but you've also now started a podcast. So it's much more accessible to people to learn about the rules of the Breakup Bootcamp, I guess, if you will. Do you want to tell us what we can find on the podcast?
Yeah. So it's 7 episodes. Each episode is on a different stage of the healing process because you need different strategies depending on where you're at. So what you're going to do in the shock stage is very different than when you're in the denial stage. Mm. And it really, whether you're in a breakup or you're not, it just really goes into the science and psychology of relationship patterns. Why do we choose the people we do? Why do we act codependent? Why don't we state our boundaries? Why do we go for the unavailable person? We so often we think it's because of our ex. It's our ex's fault. They're like this, but like, it's never just about the ex. No. It's recycled pain. And if we don't figure out our patterns, they don't magically disappear through time. They follow you from relationship to relationship.
Yeah. It's not just about finding the new relationship and then you're fixed. I tried that one, guys. Just let me just tell you, it's not about that. Well, you guys go check out that podcast. I'll put the link in the description of this podcast. Amy, where else can people find you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Miss Amy Chan. And my website is renewbreakupbootcamp.com.
Amazing. And again, I'll put all of that in the description of this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. It is always such a pleasure.
Yay. So good to finally meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
Thank you guys for listening.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.